if you can give her a huge round of applause, is Miss Zoe Heath.
Hi there. Well, before becoming a Christian, I was, in many ways, just an ordinary kid. If you'd have asked me, I probably would have said I was a Christian, as I've been going to church since I could remember. It wasn't until I went on a Youth Alpha course when I was 14 that I discovered how much more there was. Before then, I thought I knew what God was about, but I viewed him as distant and indifferent and just generally pretty irrelevant. But Alpha enabled me to learn who Jesus really was. And each week, my previous perceptions of him just got blown apart. And I discovered a God that passionately loved me. And I found that through Jesus, I could actually know him and live with him alongside me. And it was through Alpha also that God gently showed me how broken I was. So my dad had passed away when I was 12, but I hadn't appreciated how it had affected me. But God drew really near to me and walked me through the grief and the loss and showed himself to me as my perfect father, and he healed my heart and made me whole. From that point on, God really spoiled me for anything else. He's really captured my heart, and I love knowing him and being part of what he's doing. In him, there's such satisfaction and such wholeness, and I've known such joy since embarking on life with him. Before I knew Jesus, I'd bought into the idea that being a Christian was about obeying laws and just following kind of lists of rules. But now I see that that's not what it's about at all. God's changed my heart and changed my desires and my perspectives so that living the kind of life he wants is simply an overflow of loving him. It might seem like a slightly peculiar time to be getting baptized, as I've been a Christian for about 4 years now. But for me, it feels like the right time. Over the past few years, I've gotten distracted by worldly things and compromised something of my closeness with God. But he's been incredibly patient through it. And it's by his grace that I'm no longer struggling with temptation, but have been able to find my identity in him and a fulfillment that nothing else offers. At this year's New Day, God reawakened a love for him, and I feel a new excitement about living for him. So, by being baptized today, I'm putting behind the things of the past and entering again into new life in Christ, full of thanks for his faithfulness. I owe so much to him for the way he's changed my life and given me something to live for. I trust God with all that I have, and I'm so excited to see what he's got in store for my life.